You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. The debate over whether to tear down the four lower Snake River dams has been going on for years. Advocates say it will help save endangered salmon and steelhead. Opponents say the dams provide electricity, irrigation, and allow barges to travel from Lewiston to the Pacific Ocean. Well, just last week, Oregon's Democratic Governor, Kate Brown, said removing the dams, rather, must be part of a plan to save the fish. Washington's three GOP congressmen were shocked and outraged by Brown's position. Rocky Barker is a special correspondent for the Idaho Statesman. He reported on this story Monday, and he's joining us live in studio. Welcome back.
Thanks, Gemma.
So you found this out from a letter from Governor Brown to Washington State's Governor Jay Inslee. Why did she send the letter, first off?
Well, she sent the letter. Governor Inslee's got this process going right now. He's asking people from all sides to talk about, well, so what would happen if we took out those four lower Snake dams in his state? And she was responding to, you know, his call for information on this. She's also responding to the fact that the federal government next week probably comes out with its draft environmental impact statement for that entire Northwest power system that was ordered by a federal judge in a lawsuit that Oregon actually was one of the people suing. So it's kind of, I think what she was trying to do was lay down a marker before the feds come out with their plan next week, which will include that was required by this federal judge, it had to include an alternative that included removing those four dams.
So do you think this is why she is supporting taking the dams out based on this, what this federal judge said?
I think that, you know, they have always stopped short in Oregon of calling for removing these dams. Instead, they've been for what they called aggressive non-breach.
Just some fancy words, right?
It's so complicated. But the bottom line, I think what she wanted the region and the feds Governor Inslee, who she's meeting with today, I think what she wants to say is, we are never going to get past this issue unless we resolve this issue on the dams.
So since she and Governor Inslee are meeting today, has Governor Inslee said anything about what Governor Brown said about taking the dams out?
What Governor Inslee said is, you know, he angered many of those same congressmen by getting their legislature to fund the study of taking these dams out. And that study's going on now, and it's expected to be finished in March, and then he's expected to give a report. So it'll be very interesting to see whether he follows her lead. I will tell you that I obtained this week, since I wrote that story, a video of a meeting that Senator Ron Wyden from Oregon, had it in a town hall in Tillamook. He said that he's having his staff studying the breaching issue in light of all of this going on.
So we know that at least three GOP congresspeople from Washington State were upset by Governor Brown's move. Any other people that you know of that have come out in opposition of this?
Oh, certainly. All of the interest groups that, for instance, the people who ship grain on the river, mm-hmm. Cooperatives, the public utility districts in Washington and here in Idaho, the small cooperatives, they've all come out against this. They don't want this. But what the governor was trying to do with those folks, and this is, she's telling them, look, at least study this. You know, look at how you would make yourself whole if they did this. Because she is not saying we're going to do this on your backs.
Okay, so speaking of that, when she's saying studying it, we know there's a federal environmental study about the dams,
right.
And that's going to come out in a couple of weeks, right?
Yep.
And then there's another study from the state of Washington, and that's set to come out like in about a month?
In next month, yeah.
Okay, so why did she not wait until those studies came out to have that kind of, you know, research in hand?
Well, because we've been looking at this issue for 25 years. And what I think she decided was we've got to lay down this marker now that it's, as she, I think the way she said it, it has to be a presumptive, a presumption that that's going to be a part of any plan, future plan, because if we don't, we will just keep fighting this the way that we've been fighting it for the last 25 years. And the future is, there's so many things happening right now, the changing energy, the whole Orca issue in there.
Well,
and, you know, our own Congressman Mike Simpson came out a year ago at the Andrus Center for Public Policy Conference saying it's time for the folks like the shippers, like the electric people, to ask the what-if question so that we can start having this debate. But to their defense, they fear this discussion that if we get to a point where we put breaching on the table, so to speak, in their mind, they won't be able to go back.
So here we are talking about Washington State's governor, Oregon's governor, congresspeople in Washington and Oregon. Well, briefly talked about what our congressman, Mike Simpson, said a year ago. Why does this matter to Idahoans?
Well, about, and I may be a little off, but about 17% of our power comes out of that public power system from the Bonneville Power Administration, which comes from, I think it's 29 dams and one nuclear plant. So it affects our, you know, it affects our lives. Plus, those are our fish. I get in trouble with my friends downstream, but those are Idaho fish. They come back to Idaho, and they spawn in our streams. And it happens to be, in the face of climate change, our habitat is perhaps the best habitat left in the lower 48 states. So it's critical that those fish, which are all endangered and seriously endangered right now, that they get a migration route that's safe to the Pacific.
So, in your opinion, should more of our legislators, more of our lawmakers, be involved with this conversation with the governors of Oregon and Washington?
Absolutely. And I'm hoping that maybe, you know, Governor Little has his own process going on right now, too. And it's been a good open process. Everybody's there, all of the various interests. And what would be great is if all of the governors, there's four governors because there's Montana, too. It'd be great if they'd all kind of bring their processes together and drive this as a region, because the only way we're going to resolve this is to go to Congress. And Bonneville Power, the people who sell the power from this from these dams and have the transmission lines and provide all this to the public power purchasers, they are having financial issues too. So all of this needs to get resolved, and it's going to need to happen in the next 5 years. So we need Congress to get involved in this.
So I think when we talk about this from an Idaho standpoint, it does usually come back to the fish. You did mention the, you know, close to 20% of our electricity coming from those. You briefly said something about the orcas, but also trade is a part of this story too. Talk to me a little bit about trade, but also how this could potentially affect orcas.
Well, for orcas, they depend upon, this is what the sign is, they depend on Columbia and Snake River salmon during the winter. They come down from out of...
Yeah, they migrate, yeah.
Yeah, out of the Salish Sea, out of the Puget Sound, and they feed off the mouth of the Columbia and Snake. And so it's been argued that since the snake population is the strongest wild population left in the... that it's critical that those fish... we get there, we kind of lock into the productivity that's just locked up right now by those, by the dams. So that's their argument. There's, you know, the scientists also say, though, that they've got to be doing the same thing in the Puget Sound where they live most of the time. So, you know, there's a good argument. And the governor specifically suggested that her hatcheries right now are going to put out some more fish this coming year that are going to be available to the orcas and in the short term. Mm. You know, she's got a whole lot of short-term ideas, too. And I think all of us are going to have to do short-term ways to get our fish to over the bottleneck that they're facing right now.
Okay, I cannot let you go or end an interview with you without asking this question. Will the four dams go away sometime soon?
Soon as a... I don't believe that even if everybody gets together that we can get this done until 2028 or 2030. That said, that gives us the time. They are still important. Through 2025, they're still necessary as we make this transition. But by 2028 and 2030, our energy picture is going to be completely different. And so I kind of look at it as a train that people ought to get on this train mm-hmm. before it leaves the station.
I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking about this. We've been talking with Rocky Barker, special correspondent for the Idaho Statesman, about Oregon Governor Kate Brown's support of breaching the four Lower Snake River dams. Rocky did write about this for the Statesman. You can find that article on their website. Rocky, thank you so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette.